Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your Lord. Yes, Lord. God bless the children. Touch them, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's something about that name. Can you give him praise tonight? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
A great shout out of thanks to our young people for knowing and realizing that they can get help in Jesus. Amen. And to you parents and grandparents who have instilled that into their hearts, amen, to go before the Lord with faith and expectation and know that God will help them through sickness, through school situations, whatever the case may be. And I appreciate that from the depths of my heart. God honors faith. And I often say that I want our young people praying for me because they have faith. Amen. I believe they haven't learned to doubt yet. Amen. Like some of us adults have. They believe that if they ask sincerely, God will do it. And doesn't His Bible, His Word say that? Yes. Amen. God bless you. Give the Lord one more hand clap of praise if you would. I want us to go to the 46th Psalm tonight. I don't intend to keep us very long. I do not want to try to add to what God has done. In fact, I cannot in any way. But I would like to leave us with some Scripture tonight. In the 46th Psalm, let's read the first five verses, if we might, tonight. Psalms 46, verses 1 through 5. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. And that right early. Can we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, how grateful we are. How thankful we are, God, that we can bring our sickness, our affliction, our problems to You, God. And we know, God, that You are a God, Lord, your arm is not so short that it can't reach down and minister touch and healing to our bodies. Father, we're thankful, Lord, for your blessings. We're thankful for your anointing and for your precious word that encourages us, that gives us that ability to have faith and trust in you. Father, we thank you, Lord, for those who came forward tonight. God, for you touching and anointing their body. Those who sent in their requests, Father, we pray and hold on to the fact, Lord, that you're able to touch them even though they're not here. And Father, I pray tonight, God, that you would just minister us through your word tonight. God, leave us with knowing that we have hope in you. And we ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated if you would. The psalmist here says there is a river. And I thought about the psalmist David. I thought about some of the other psalmists. I don't believe this particular psalm was attributed to David, but it's so similar to what he writes. And they used the things that they were accustomed to in that day and hour to write their feelings as they was trying to convey how gracious God is and how much they put their faith and trust in Him. And the psalmist here says that God is a refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And then verse number 4 says, there is a river. And I thought about maybe as in the case of a shepherd or in the case of someone who was going through the daily routines and how that many, many times the stress and the strife and the different things that they had to do sometimes troubled them to a point where they just needed a place. How many can relate to that? Every once in a while you just need a place. I mean, you need a place to steal away. The Bible says, you know, peace be still. And sometimes it just says, stand still and let the Lord, see that the Lord will make a way. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. We need a place sometime that we can go to and just find peace and consolation. And the writer here symbolized that in a river. And I thought about, you know, how it is when we have a hard day and a rough day and how wonderful it is to get into either a hot tub bath or a hot shower. And this was not available for them. So many, many times, probably on a dry and thirsty day and a hard day, maybe sometimes they would take solace in going down to the river. And symbolically, not only was it productive and helpful to his body, but it seemed to relieve him of all the stress and strife that he had been enduring. Maybe it was a time of relaxation, a time of just kind of brushing everything away. And he likened that to a relationship with God. And I thought about that we have a river today. We have a place. And there's two things there, verse number 1 and verse number 5, that starts off God is. How many would know that God is? God is available. God is our help. God is a very present help. And he's also a refuge, a strength, and also those things other than being just a help. But the main thing here, it's not necessarily just the river. It's a place where God is. And this is what the psalmist was talking about. If we want to find true peace, if we want to find true rest, then we need to get where God is, in the midst of that spiritual river. And I thought about that. And every one of us has our issues and our problems and our troubles. And I must apologize to my wife. I have been on one of those little trips here lately, about the last week, and I was sitting there on the sofa today, and she said, so she hadn't said anything about my silence until today, and I was eating there in silence, and she says, all you gonna do, just sit there and eat? And I said, no, I'm thinking, and I was in that river, and thank God for that river. Amen. How many knows what I'm talking about? That place where we can get something that we can't get anywhere else. Amen. It was not that I had issues or problems or troubles or trials. I just needed some refreshing. And I began to think about that scripture. And I said, Lord, I just want to listen to you. Amen. And I was being very, very attentive to the Spirit of God. And I don't even recall. I was eating and not even really paying. You ever done that? Just eating and not paying attention? And all of a sudden I looked down, there was an empty plate, so I guess I ate it, okay. But I was just so carried away in that presence of God, and it wasn't just this afternoon. It's just been an ongoing thing, and I found out something.
something that I already knew. I can't make it without God. Can't do it. You know, it says, there's a song that says, I won't walk without Jesus. I won't talk without Jesus. And I won't do anything without Him, because anything that I would do is just not worth doing without the Lord. And I've been reminded of that very recently as I began to think about the blessings of God. Can I tell you that when you begin to think about your troubles, when you begin to think about the issues, when you think about the things that you're stressed, you're pulled here and you're pulled there, and you want things to be better, sometimes you get a little, you get a little frazzled. Does that describe it? Sometimes your nerves get a little bit frazzled, and we need that river. We need that place of peace. We need that place of consolation. And the psalmist here said it is that river. And just as a natural river, you know, cooled him and energized him, he also likened that to a spiritual relationship with God. There is a time that we can go to God, and I know that God is with us all times, but there's a time that we can go to God, and we know that God is these wonderful things. First of all, God is a refuge. How many knows that no matter if we've been saved years and years and years, we still need a refuge? Especially in the day and hour that you and I are living in. Amen. We see these things. We hear these things. They begin to trouble our spirit a little bit. Every once in a while, we just need to go to that place of God where we can have Him to be our refuge. And how many knows that God will never fail us? He'll be that refuge, the greatest refuge that we possibly can have. I've often likened it to almost a fortress. A fortress that we can come into the presence of God. It's not that this church is holy, but the people that in this church, amen, are holy, because these are people that love one another. These are people that will help one another. These are people that will pray for one another. And it's almost like, you're running from the enemy. You're running from the enemy, and you get close to the fort where the fort doors open up. You know what I'm talking about? And then you can come in and you feel that safety. I feel that when I come into the presence of God and when I come into the presence of believers, amen, like believers who I know have got my back and I know that's going to pray for me. And God is that wonderful God of refuge, and it's a good place that we can come into the presence of God and know that God is peace. He gives us peace. The second thing He tells us is He is a God of strength. Amen. God will strengthen us. When you feel like all of your strength is gone, when you feel like you can't take another step, that's when you need to take that next step by faith. Because let me tell you something. We'll walk just as far as we can. We'll do just as much as we can in our own ability. But sometimes when we get to where we can't take another step, we can't make another decision, we can't do another thing, we feel like we're completely stressed out, if we'll just take another step by faith. When you've done all that you can do, do one more thing for God. Amen. Step out by faith, and God, amen, will make a way for us. So He gives us strength. Not only he's a wonderful refuge, but He also gives us strength. And how many know we do need strength? Spiritual strength as well as natural strength in our bodies. I know that for a fact. As I pray, every time I lift Kevin and go down those steps, I say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, would you please help me? Amen. And God has always helped me. The third thing He is a very present help. Amen. You know, you can't find that just anywhere today. Even the 911 calls, they pride themselves in answering in, what, minute, 2 minutes? 5 minutes, whatever it is, you know. And then when you have to call the police or something like that, or an ambulance or whatever, you know, they try to get there in a hurried way, and in a time, you know, where that they know that people's lives are kind of hanging in the balance. But still, there is a waiting time. Amen. I mean, it's been to the doctor's office lately. There is a waiting time, amen. Even to get your prescription filled, there's a commercial on television. I got kind of tickled at it. The guy there, he's, you know, waiting and waiting. He's eating, and then he pulls out one of these collars, and he's sleeping there while he's waiting on his prescription to be filled. It's not the case with the Lord. Thank God, that's not the case. He is a help, but He is a very present help. Amen. How many knows He's help instantly? Whenever we need Him, we can call on Him. We don't have to stand in a waiting line. We don't have to send in and make an appointment, but He is a very, very present help in time of our need, in time of our trouble. And God knows that we're going to have trouble in this time. But the wonderful thing it is God is in verse number 1, and God is in verse number 5. And I'm here to tell you tonight that God is. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, God is. God is all of those things. And God is a comfort. God is someone who will be with us. He sticketh closer than a brother. So I want to encourage you, when you get to that point, Amen. When you get to that situation where you think, man, I've just taken all that I can take, there's a river. There's a spiritual river. You know what's so special about this river? And we talk about rivers, and it made reference to other rivers. One thing is a pool of water that's a lake or something like that, but a river is ever flowing. A river is always flowing, and they tell me that it cleanses itself so many feet. I don't know. I can't tell you exactly how it is. But if you want to drink water, you'd be better served to drink water out of a flowing river than you would out of a lake that is standing still, where there's not maybe not being the water's not running so much. So there's always life in it. There's always refreshment in it. And knowing that we can get into that. But it likens that river, that natural river, to the Spirit of God. Man, there's a time when we can get into that river, that Spirit. You know what makes it so special? Because of verse number 5, I think it says, God is in the midst of her. I want to be where God is, don't you? Amen. I want to stand where God is. I want to be where God wants me to be. I want to be led by His Spirit, because that's where I can get refuge. Amen. That's where I can get help in time of trouble, and that's certainly where I can get my strength. So I encourage you to take advantage of the spiritual river that flows in our life. Amen. Don't get so stressed out. Don't get so frustrated or perplexed with these things in the world without going to the Lord and getting in that wonderful river. He also tells us that and it refers to the church. It refers to God's people. It says, God in the midst of her, and she shall not be moved. Who shall not be moved? The city of God. God shall help her, and that right early. How many knows our help is in God? All my hope is in Jesus. Amen. If you love Him, give Him a hand clap of praise. God bless you. We love you immensely. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Just to let you know, in case you're planning to get out anywhere tomorrow or next week, you might want to take an umbrella. Amen. You know, we had that day of sunshine, so just to let you know, it's probably rain on the way. That's what they're forecasting anyway. But, you know, here's the thing about it. Enjoy it while you can. Probably going to be a long, hot summer. Amen. But that's all right. God will sustain us, won't He? We'll just stand tonight. Praise the Lord. Brother Jim, come if you would. Dismiss us with a word of prayer. We love you so much. Thank you for your wonderful attentiveness and your wonderful spirit. Glory to God.
Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. I believe that as the Lord's answered prayers tonight, how timely He is.
Yes,
instant.
And
says He knows exactly what we need and when we need it. Praise God. Beautiful words, too, that the Lord has placed there for us. You know, His Word is so powerful, so strong.
Amen.
Everlasting. Praise the Lord. All hearts and minds clear. Well, I personally want to thank you for your prayers this evening. Thank you for your attendance, for being just allowing us to worship with you and just love each and every one of you. Let's all, as we do depart, keep in mind those same other prayer requests. Those are in the prayer box and on those flash reports we get. And also for the, just truthfully, for God to be in control of everything. Praise God. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise you. Lord, thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Dear Lord, we thank you for hearing our prayers. Lord, as we've gathered together tonight, dear Lord, and heard your word, dear Lord, and we've been strengthened and uplifted by our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, I thank you for letting your love shine through them. Lord, again, as we prepare to depart, dear Lord, we ask you just to keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time. Dear Lord, again, we just want to praise and worship you in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen, amen. For those of you that can, we'd love to have you here Wednesday night for service. Praise God.